morning. All right, going back on the road with St. Louis and looking to get a good outcome this week.
Bill, Kyle did not have a catch on Sunday.
And well, he had the onside kick.
The onside kick, that's right.
That was his first touch of the game. I congratulate him for that.
Yeah, it seems like just he is such a, with Percy out, seems like a viable target for you guys. Are teams taking him away a little bit more? What are you seeing from him there?
Well, we want to see more of him. We're disappointed that we didn't get him involved the other day. And just the way the game went, it didn't work out. But that's not our aim. He is a viable target, and we want him to be a big part of what we do.
Just describe Christian's footwork in the last few weeks. And what are you doing to kind of tighten that up, maybe?
That's one of the areas we need to tighten up is footwork in the pocket and staying on balance so we can remain accurate. That's a continuing, evolving process with a lot of QBs, and Christian is one of those guys that keeps working at it, and it does need to be more refined. So this is another week for us to improve in that area.
Such a basic fundamental. When you get to the NFL, why does it seem like that needs to still be worked on as much?
Well, I think it's a continuous process. I think most quarterbacks work on it on a daily basis. So part of the fundamentals of the position.
So how do you kind of account for that? Everybody in the stadium knows that Adrian Peterson's going to get the ball a lot when you come in, but yet he still seems to be churning out such high performances.
Well, he's amazing. He's broken a lot of tackles. The guys blocking for him are doing a good job of sustaining blocks, too. So the combination of those two factors is resulting in a lot of production.
On the perimeter, too, with your receivers, getting downfield a little bit?
You bet. I think on the first play the other day, Jerry's hustled over there and got in the way of a bigger guy. So everyone is doing their job.
Could you see a situation where teams back off the line of scrimmage because it seems like they're out of position because he gets past them and then nobody can catch him?
I think you've seen that a little bit. We've seen more cover two here in the middle of the season because then they have two safeties to cap his runs, possibly in the teens, rather than giving up the 50, 60, 70, 80 yarders.
Have you ever seen that for a running back? I mean,
well, it's just a defensive philosophy. You can minimize the damage if you have a couple guys back there rather than just one and everyone's on the line of scrimmage.
Guys up front going to have their hands full with that St. Louis pass rush?
Yeah, they're a good team. Boy, this NFC West, all four teams have very strong defenses. And here we come up on the fourth one that we face this year. And so it'll be a challenge.
I think Jerome's production hasn't been more than what it has.
Well, Jerome keeps working. His injury slowed him down a little bit midseason. Did a nice job for us the other day on a slant there to get us going on a good drive. And so he's done a nice job there at the X position. We want to get more production out of, you know, he and Kyle, as we mentioned before.
How would you describe him in meetings and sort of being a part of the game plan here?
Oh, you bet. Talking about Jerome Simpson? Oh, you bet. Very much into it. There's another guy that has done a lot of good blocking in the run game. Good effort. Comes off the ball real fast every time. Good effort.
He doesn't play a glamour position, but Felton sure seems to be a nice addition for you guys and just a guy that really can get his nose in there. And
he has. We've gone back in time a little bit with our two-back runs, and they've proved to be beneficial. Adrian's done a nice job of following his blocks, and Jerome has done a good job seeking out linebackers and safeties and doing his part.
Was it something that you guys had to work on with Adrian a little bit? Because he said in the past that he doesn't necessarily prefer having a fullback in front of him when he's running.
We just wanted to be difficult to defend. We thought with the fullback, those runs are a little bit tougher to defend at times in today's defenses, and we were lucky to find a guy like Jerome who could fill that spot.
Is that kind of a dying breed almost? I mean, it seems like it is a rare thing.
I think it is in the high school and college game, and there's a lot of ways to skin the cat, but that just happens to be our way currently to do some fullback-led runs. Thanks. Have a good week.